Some derivational affixes attach only to stems which have the same historical origin. So they may be native stems and affixes or borrowed stems and affixes. Is that true for compounding as well? Obviously, if the whole word is borrowed as a compound, then both words that it consists of originally came from the language from which the compound word is borrowed. But sometimes compounding takes place linking a borrowed word with a native word. The English place names ending in Chester or Caster are an interesting thing for you to research if you want to. Let me give you two examples. The word Lancaster, the place name in the north of England, the Caster part is a Roman word meaning encampment, originally Roman castra. What about the Lank bit? Well, the Lang is short for Loon, which is the river that runs through the town, and that was originally a Celtic word. What about Manchester? The Chester word is castra again, a Roman encampment or fortification. What about the Man bit? Well, it means a hill, and again, it's originally a Celtic word. If you look at all of those, you'll find the words ending in Chester or Caster provide an interesting test for the idea that both parts of a compound have to come from the same origin. The word Caster is Latin, and it goes with a whole lot of words that were not originally Latin words. So we know that compounding can take place with both native and non-native words being put together.